You know, another thing that's come up time and again, which, you know, I'd love to hear your comments on, are the role of the county sheriffs, the role of public safety officers in making sure these surveyors or the company just in general gets what it needs to get. It seems like they're being the heavy.
Well, you know, there was a lot of talk about how it was going to help the people when they put the pipeline in. It's going to help the people of the community. There's going to be jobs and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they're not even supposed to be on this road. There are signs down there that tell them which direction to go with their heavy equipment. And I have seen trucks come up this road with, what, Texas, Tennessee plates on them?
Oh, yeah.
Heavy equipment trucks.
Yeah. You know,
and nobody's doing anything about that. Where are, you know, where's the law enforcement to enforce that kind of stuff?
Right, right. And I mean, seems like, and there's a lot of automation.
Yeah.
Once the stuff is in, I mean, I've seen these compressors down in Southeast Ohio. There's no one there.
Yeah.
Everything's automated. It's all looking back to Houston somewhere or Oklahoma City or something like that.
And like you were saying, I mean, that we've heard stories around here. There at least was some stuff on TV and in the newspaper about people not wanting pipeline company on their land and trying to stop them, and the cops would show up with the pipeline people.
Right, right.
Not with the landowner, right. With the pipeline people.
Right, right. That seems to burn people up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the things... people that write into the local paper in support of the pipeline, one reoccurring theme is jobs for Medina County. When I drive by these sites, you know, the workers' trucks and cars are parked there, and it's Texas,
right,
and North Carolina,
mm-hmm,
and Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
A woman I know in Wadsworth who has a tavern, some of the workers have been coming into her tavern, and she's struck up a conversation with them. So far, only one guy lives in Medina County.
Really?
That's it. Mm-hmm. So as far as jobs, that's silly. Now... I really can't fault the pipe fitters. They need to have a job just like everybody else.
Right.
And if their job takes them to Ohio, you know,
right,
I can't fault them.
Right.
It's the lobbyists. It's the electeds.
Right.
The electeds are not representing us.
Mm.
I go to the, we're in Guilford Township, and I go to the Guilford Township trustees meetings when I can. And their reoccurring thing is, well, you know, our hands are tied. You know, we're going to get some money from Nexus, and we're going to buy an all-terrain vehicles so that every once in a while we can go back there and you know, check out the site, and if anything happens, we'll be able to get the fire people out there. And that absolutely blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how they think how they think that the local fire department is going to be able to handle any kind of an explosion, fire.
Right.
They don't seem to comprehend how much gas is going to be coming through that pipeline.
The pressure.
And the pressure that it's under. It's going to be under tens of thousands of pounds per square inch going through that pipe. It has to be able to move that much gas.
And they don't, and the, you know, and it's one thing to, it's one thing for the county to have to, or township to, you know, I'm sure they're all volunteer fire.
Yes, they are.
So it's one thing for a volunteer. It's just one thing for, like, where I live, Shaker Heights Fire Department's permanent. They're all there all the time. And they've dealt with some things. But these guys have never had to deal with anything remotely like that. Plus, they're volunteer. And the other thing is that I would love to, if you could tell me if anyone's talking about is, it's one thing to say there is a really mega explosion or blowdown that everyone heard and everyone knows happened. But how many little incidents are happening that no one's quantifying that you know, it's like Donald Rumsfeld always said, the knowns and the unknown unknowns. Well, what about the unknown unknowns that, like, never get measured? And, you know, it's like one thing to be afraid of a huge fire, but it's like, that's something like, I saw that fire, I know it happened, and it scared me, and I hope they don't ever do it again. But what about all the little things going on along the route that, like, no one's measuring? Yeah. That seems to me to be a scary thing.
What about, I don't remember the guy's name, but he was talking about the pipeline that already exists on his land. And he can smell gas.
Oh, really?
And he was at the meeting at the school.
Democratic candidates for the 16th congressional.
But it's already an existing pipeline, and he can smell gas, and he's tried to have something done about it. And everybody says there's nothing we can do. It's not our problem. We're not responsible.
Mm.
It's somebody else. It's always somebody else.
Mm.
Um,